Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Well, most parents know and actually look forward to, maybe not look forward to, but know that they have to take their children in for well visits from the time that they're born all the way through till they're teenagers. But then it kind of drops off. And some parents say, oh, well, they're teenagers now. I don't really need to bring them in. But it's so important. And recent data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention suggests that parents are increasingly taking their kids, teens and tweens, for their annual well checkups, because I think that we're giving more attention to the importance of this. And of course, the show coming up is Healthy Children. And I just want to remind parents and listeners how important it is to make sure your children get their well visits all the way up through till they go to college. And even then, when they're home from college on spring break or summer break, why not keep going to your pediatrician? Because you need to make sure you stay vaccine on schedule. There are vaccines that they need to have before they go away to college, like meningitis. There are vaccines that need to be boosted up, like pertussis, when they're in their teens. And pertussis has been making the rounds, and I know because my son had it. And so there are vaccines you might not even realize that you have to keep up with as they become teenagers. So it's not only important for vaccine schedule, but at those appointments, your doctor also gives your teen a little private time and talks to the teen about drug use and about their friends and about their sporting activities and their nutrition and their sexual habits. And I think that's an important thing, because if you have a teen that you don't communicate that well with, which is a whole nother story we can talk about at another time, it's important that your doctor, and if your teen trusts your pediatrician, that they go in there, they fill out a little sort of teen form that asks them about their drug use and their friends and their sexual habits. And it's really, really important that your teen go in and feel that they can trust your pediatrician, that they go in and they fill out that form honestly and explain to them before they do that, that nobody is going to get mad at them. They are not going to get in trouble for anything that they say, and that what they say is completely confidential between them and the pediatrician, unless they give the pediatrician information and permission to discuss it with you. So I think that that's an important thing you need to impart to your teens, that I'm not going to be reading this sheet. The doctor is. And what you say to your doctor is completely private and it's protected, and that you don't need to be telling me these things unless you want me to know them. And again, maybe it can help open up that discussion between parents and their teenagers and tweens about what's happening to their bodies, about the risks of HPV and why they just are getting their Gardasil shots, about what that means, about drug use, about distracted driving. I mean, let's just even think about that. If they're discussing with their pediatrician some of their habits, then maybe even they can discuss, well, I was driving around with some friends who were texting while they were driving. If they feel comfortable with their pediatrician, that is a great, great gift. If you have a pediatrician that you are in love with, as I am in love with mine, then you know that your children feel comfortable enough that they can talk to their pediatrician about whatever it is that's bothering them. Mental illness is now something that we're looking at in teens, and depression, eating disorders, the list goes on. There are so many things that a teen needs to feel comfortable enough discussing with their pediatrician. So parents out there, just because your child turns 12, 13, 14, 16 doesn't mean that they should stop going to the pediatrician every year. Get them in there. Get them to feel comfortable so that they will discuss sexual habits and drug use and their friends and their nutrition and their activities and depression and any of these other thoughts that go through teenagers' minds. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening. Great show coming up.